This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag Nation, this segment of the nation is brought to you by Window Nation. Proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Call 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com/cowboys. You can buy two windows, get two free. Pretty screaming deal. Okay, it's time now for some Cowboys Twitter. Top tweets going viral about America's team. What does Jerry Jones think about making a trade? Okay, Todd Archer. With the tweet here, since 2000, the Cowboys have started one or two or worse six times. And out of those six times, they made the playoffs once. What year was that? That was 2018. The turnaround was fueled by a trade for Amari Cooper. It's like he arrived and all of a sudden the offense had relevance once again. It was a glorious finish to the season and they made the playoffs. So Jerry was asked, what do you think about making a trade here, Jer? Said, I love our quarterback, love our receiver, like our offensive line. Frankly, I like some of the things we're doing in the defensive line. So I like our personnel. I say all in on personnel. I like our personnel. I don't see personnel changes out here. I see everybody doing better and getting better. And those are the things that I look for. How do you explain Jerry having that sort of a take here?
I just love what he said. Like, I love our receiver. We have one that we love, and that's pretty clear. And even he yesterday was, I mean, I don't understand the emotional situation that goes on with CD sometimes, but we've seen it now quite a bit.
That fumble wrecked him pretty good, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, though. Jerry's not going to, this quickly into the season, admit that the roster he's put together has some obvious flaws in it.
What do you guys think about, I think he's just selling. You know, Jerry says totally. It, when my lips are moving, I'm selling. What do you think about the CD Dak thing and the Micah Tank thing? Are we in consensus that it's just what happens when you lose? It becomes very frustrating.
I can only speak from my experience, and I hated the press box. I hate the press box to this day. I appreciate having a seat. But if you let me watch the game from the field, I have a better feel for it. I have a better understanding of what's happening. I can't tell you how many times I watched players MF each other and coaches MF players and players MF coaches during a game to the point where, I mean, you're fearful. I remember one time a coach walked up to me and goes, Brian, I just saw my life before my eyes because he went after a player on the sidelines. And that player, you know, could have ended it for him right there. We've seen players and coaches get into altercations and stuff.
It's rare.
It's chaos in a way. It's not for the meek down there. And when things are going bad, it's even worse because now you're coming off, you're frustrated, you throw a helmet. Someone says, why are you throwing your helmet? And then now you get into it.
Yeah.
Now the coaches get into it with the players and the players get it. And, you know, we've seen what happened with what went on in Buffalo with Diggs and that situation with Josh. During the playoffs, him and the coach are trying to make adjustments, and he's standing there screaming at him, you know, and Allen even looking up. He knows. He knows if I look up and engage in this guy, it's not going to be good.
That's when it can become an issue for your football team where it costs you a good player. Like the situation becomes untenable between two of your best guys. I think Dak and CD will put this behind them. I think Dak's enough of a pro, but when he says we need to be more professional, you can tell he would prefer that CD not do it. And I see Dak's point here. You know, I think CD does need to be more professional.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is Dak, and he has a responsibility. He stands up there in front and takes the arrows when it's good or when it's bad. I mean, he's the guy. But he's also, you know, CD needs to be more professional about it. you know, walking out after the game and leaving your teammates to have to answer all the questions about why mm-hmm. is not a good look. And then today, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen any tweets or anything.
I talked to Nick Harris. He did not he talk did not, today either.
Okay, see, now
he wasn't an open locker
room. Now it gets, you know, now that this keeps getting worse.
That's where I agree.
You need to handle the situation right then and there.
Sure.
You don't need to let this thing fester on. And, you know, it's a short week and all that. But now what's hanging over everybody's head, you know, that CD hasn't said why. Maybe he's apologized to Dak and the coaches and the team or whatever. But,
part of apologizing would be coming out and speaking today, though.
Do you guys feel like they owe us anything on that, though?
No.
That's what I always wonder, because I'm the same way. I'd like, well, he needs to come out and say something. And then I think, well, he really doesn't owe me anything.
No.
You know, he's doing his job. I mean, if we have a bad show and I'm yelling at Eric, you know, I don't owe anybody any responsibility. It's between Eric and I.
Sure. Yeah, but as fans and as media, you wonder, the longer he doesn't talk and say it's fine,
I agree.
The more it's like, is this a Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs type of spot?
I totally agree, but I'm just saying, in reality, he doesn't owe us that. But
no.
But to
he owes his teammate that.
He owes Dak, his leader, that.
Well, yeah. It goes to, that's part of being a pro, right? And that's what Dak's saying. You're now paid. You've got your contract. That's part of your job responsibility, right? And to me, I agree with you overall.
Yeah.
And I said in the postgame show, I liked seeing some life and some passion and some frustration. Like, this isn't okay. We're getting our ass kicked. This is 2 weeks in a row at home. Like, I like to see that. I'm glad somebody showed it. But if it's then going to mentally frustrate CD to where he's now taking himself out of the game, basically, then that's where there's a problem.
Yeah, you know, and it's a story. If, you know, the guy looks at Dak and thinks, I don't trust you to be good enough to get me the football. He obviously wants the football. He believes in himself. The Ravens showed up with a game plan to make sure CeeDee Lamb didn't beat them, and guys like Tolbert and Brooks couldn't win enough and to make him pay off that. Ferguson definitely won quite a bit. You know, that was one of the positives of the game.
Yeah, I saw Matt Owen, and he put out the next gen numbers. The average.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
League separation, yards of separation for wide receivers is just under 3 yards of separation, and there wasn't a single Cowboy that even hit that number.
Wow.
They were all either, I mean, Brandon Cooks, less than a yard of separation. Jalen Brooks, barely over a yard. Jalen Tolbert, 2 yards. And CD, 2 yards. So there's no separation. Your average players can't get it. And even your great wide receiver one couldn't get separation yesterday. And so some of that has to fall back on your design and your route concepts and how much as a play caller are you helping your wide receivers get open.
And ultimately, you know, it's going to come down to your defense being better. Mishota with a tweet here from The Athletic. Opposing quarterbacks combined passer rating versus the Cowboys in the last three games at AT&T. 147.1, bro.
Ooh! What, 158.3 is perfection?
Nearly giving
They're
up.
They're flirting with it.
Opposing starting running backs, which is Jones, Kamara, Henry, averaging 128 rushing yards and three touchdowns per game. And the Cowboys' defensive frustrations reaching new levels. I
can't stop the run or the pass.
If I'm Dak, I'm like, dude, just chill out, bro. Okay? We got to aim our frustration at the defense. We're good. We'll get this figured out, right? I need a better number two and number three wide receiver. We need a running back. Until those things happen, chill. We're going to be fine. But this is not the type of year where we need to get at each other's throats and ruin what's a good thing. We're quarterback and receiver of the Cowboys for the next half decade. Unless you're such a Richard that I got to tell him to get rid of you. We don't want that. Nobody wants that. This isn't a winning year. We have nothing at running back. Our defense is horrible, dude. Just chill out. Brian, what do you think?
No, I think you're onto something. I mean,
Dak's saying don't jump off the bandwagon.
Yeah, the thing
he's trying to rally.
That's
the,
publicly.
Well, no, yeah. He's saying do.
The
please,
the
please.
Thing that bothers.
Oh, he was saying please do. Oh, okay,
he said if you want to jump off, jump off,
and then watch what happens. Okay,
can I be critical of how bad you guys suck without jumping off the bandwagon? Do you have to have like that?
I don't think you.
It's
can
funny to have that energy. Like they're the victim here.
You can't talk about it when it comes to Dak.
You guys have embarrassed yourselves and the entire country. You're America's team. And all you do is just S in your helmet for the last three times that you've had a game at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, the thing that bothers me the most is what I heard in the post game was the stuff about preparation. You know, and when you know the head coach talks about it, Dak talked about it. You know, you've got
Mentioned not practicing well all week.
Not practicing.
Jordan Lawrence, Lewis, we got to be detailed.
Yeah. You know? That to me is the most concerning thing. The fact that you have guys, especially after what happened in the Saints game, that you have a situation where and the Ravens aren't an easy team to play. But still, when you get three or four different people talk about preparation during the week, that to me is this whole yelling at each other and all that, that's fine. But if you're telling me that they're not getting ready for games every week, that's more of a problem.
Bad look. Yeah. Lame duck coach. Yeah. Maybe they're already tuning him out.
Whose fault is that?
I'm surprised.
That's Jerry Jones' fault.
No question. And we thought the Mike Zimmer stuff was going to have it be more detailed, more buttoned up, more sound, more fundamentally.
All those things.
I'm saying we, in general.
I said that.
You did, yes. Absolutely. It's just surprising that we're a couple weeks in here.
It's not been buttoned up. They haven't done a very good job when it comes to playing run defense. And it's they don't play it in a way that you have to be when you take chances or you make a blitz or you bring a guy down inside, you have to replace those things. You have to replace if all of a sudden Micah Parsons is on that crash, somebody's got to replace him. Somebody's got to be there because if the ball spills backside to him, you know, then you've got to have somebody there. And they're not doing that. And that's on Mike too. That's on Mike. It's on him. It's on his players. And it's on the way they teach. If these players aren't getting it, there's something fundamentally wrong. And that's coaching.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think Jason Garrett was saying this with a smile last night on NBC when he was talking about the Cowboys, saying they're not a physical football team? Everyone understands this about the Cowboys now. You have to go in there and run the ball. The last 2 years, they were dominant at home. I think teams have found the formula. Run the ball, get ahead. And that's what silences that pass rush. So
he's right. If you
been that way for 12 years,
he must have been team, cheesing. Oh, another so one, hard yeah. when he said
this team there's been a lot of players that have come and gone in those 12 years.
They're built to play against 11 personnel. They're not built to play against 12, 21, 22. They're not built to play against teams that have fullbacks and big tight ends. The Ravens didn't motion you yesterday. Look at the motion numbers. Ravens had less motions than you did in that game. What did they do? They lined up and they kicked your ass. That's what they did.
The Cowboys will tell you. The Cowboys will tell you we have to choose, right? Are we going to build a beefy team or a fast team that rushes the passer and covers speedy wide receivers? They don't believe it's possible that you could have everything, and that's why they can't win playoff games.
You're not going to play against a quarterback like that every week. You're just not. I mean, that's why that guy's a two-time MVP.
Well, they looked lost. They looked unprepared for him now, and his ability to run the football.
But that's fine. And if you get into, if all of a sudden San Francisco brings back Colin Kaepernick to play like that, then I'd be worried. You know, I would be worried. But to me, they have got to figure out how to play against teams that play with fullbacks and tight ends. That quarterback is rare. He is rare. But if you get somebody that could really, really run the football like the Saints did, and they play with the fullback and they play with tight ends, that team's going to put Dallas in a lot of trouble.
Golly, I hope they can beat the teams with more traditional offenses. You know, I think you can lean on that and see 7, 8, 9 victories out of this year. But the schedule's tough, and there aren't a ton of winnable games. Other than the division, I think you look at Carolina.
Well, if you look at coming up, Pittsburgh
was supposed to be a little bit easier, but now
look at Pittsburgh with that quarterback. You think they're going to watch your film and think, "Oh, let's just not run our quarterback.
Fields is going to run all over you."
Yeah. Let's see how that works.
Well, let's see how Krusty's corner goes today, buddy. What do you say?
Yeah, we've got to talk about some of these things I saw on the tape. We'll do that next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.